بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman.
Oaths in vain. The day when Allah will raise them all from the dead, they will swear to Him as now they swear to you. They fancy that they will have some standing through their oaths. Be aware, they are but liars. Thinking points. The issue of false promises and their outcome on the Day of Judgment is something which has been spoken about many times in the Quran. For example, in chapter number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse 23, Allah says, "Then they will have no argument except to say, 'By Allah, our Lord, we were not of those who associated partners with Allah.'" As gradually over time, the various oaths which a person takes will lead them to eventually believing what they say. And it's for this reason that we must take a strong stand in the face of false oaths and promises and not allow people to believe such things. Now in the verse under review, at the end of it, Allah says, "Be aware, they are but liars. Allah innahum humul kadhibun." And what we should realize here is that these three words, Allah, innahum, and hum, that they're all being used by Allah to ensure that the people who hear false oaths realize that they must not believe what they hear. And these are all words which Allah has used to emphasize the issue at hand. Now, one of the signs of a hypocrite is their telling of lies in this world and actually in the world to come. And so in Surah Al-Munafiqun, chapter number 63, in verse number 1, we read that Allah Himself takes an oath that the hypocrites make up lies about the truthfulness of the Prophet. Now, although what they were saying is true, however, it was something that they themselves did not believe. And so Allah quotes as them as saying, that when the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad, they say, "We bear witness that you are indeed Allah's messenger." Allah knows that you are indeed His messenger, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are certainly lying, as they do not believe in the truth of what they say. And so in this verse under review, chapter 18 of Surah Al-Mujadila, we see that Allah refers to them as people who lie in this world, and also on the Day of Judgment, that they will also be liars. Takeaway messages. Point number one, if lying becomes second nature for an individual, then even on the resurrection, they will even tell untruth oaths there. Point number two, the hypocrites are immersed in their own little imaginary world. Point number three, the life of the hypocrite is replete of lies and dishonesty. We'll continue in our next discussion by reviewing verse number 19.